Today is Wednesday, October 30th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Let's go ahead and get started. Oh my gosh, we've only got one more day left in October. And what are we going to do? So I don't remember, as I've said in the past, I don't remember where I was yesterday when we talked, but let's see. I know I told you about the Cirque that we went to, and then I think I talked about having church and then recording Survivors Ready, so maybe we talked about all of that kind of stuff. So yeah, for the rest of the week, I've just really been working, so I've had a lot of end of the quarter activities that I've had to do. And so work has been, as usual, busy. It's been cold and wet around here. So, I don't know. It's just been really cold and wet. I'm talking about the weather because I've got nothing to talk about. But one thing that I really hate more than just about anything else in weather is when it's cold and rainy. I can take it when it's cold. You know, I can bundle up. I can wear a coat. I can wear a hat. I can wear whatever. And, you know, rainy, I mean, I don't really ever like rainy, to be honest, because I don't like to be wet unless I'm in the shower or, you know, if I'm naked in the spa or something like that, then I'm okay being wet. But if I'm in my clothes and it's cold outside and I'm walking into work and I'm getting wet, or I'm having to wear like an extra rain jacket or, you know, use my umbrella or something like that, I don't really enjoy it all that much. But I certainly don't like cold and wet together. And it's been cold and wet for the past couple of days. So it's just been like, ugh, having to go into work. But work, I've just been, because I'm the team lead of my new project, my old project, I maintained the title of team lead for my project. So I am trying to bring in the other team members that have been added and then do everything fair, you know, in a fair manner. So I want to make sure everyone has a voice because I'm a very democratic leader and I don't like to make decisions on my own and say, oh, we're just going to, you know, this is how it's going to be. This is what we're going to do. Live with it, you know, whatever. I'm more of a, hey guys, this is how I think we need to do X, Y, or Z, and do you agree? You know, and I do more of a taking a vote sort of situation, and then I try to please as many people on the team as possible, mainly for those situations where, like, it's something that I really need to, it doesn't matter as much. Like, you know, there are many different options that we could choose. Like, how often are we going to have stand-up meetings? You know, how long are they going to be? Who needs to be there? All that kind of stuff. You know, those team sort of things that it's not going to make or break anything if we decide to go one way or the other. And so I'll say, hey guys, what do you think about doing it this day and this day? And we'll do it this long. And, you know, just kind of get their feedback and then go. Because I feel like if they feel like they have had a part in these decisions, they'll be easier to work with. I won't have, you know, mutiny on the bounty, so to speak. But, yeah, anyway, so, last night I went to see my parents because I hadn't seen them in a while, and I think I'm going to actually start going to see them once a week no matter what. So even if Mark and I don't have dinner with them or have a game night or something like that, I think I'm just going to stop by one night a week after work or something and just say hi. So I went over there, and they had cut down their tree in the front because they had damage last week from the tornado that we had come through. So they had to actually cut the tree down because the tree literally split down the middle. And I guess it wouldn't live. I don't know. I mean, I guess if a tree is split down the middle, like eventually it would die. Or if it didn't die, it would be really ugly because you'd literally have half of a tree you know, with like branches on one side and then the other side is like branchless or whatever. I don't know. So they had cut their tree down, but I didn't look to see if they have fixed their fence yet. I assume they have because they have a dog. Although the neighbors also have dogs, and it looks like the dogs have just been going back and forth between yards. So I don't really know. I mean, maybe that's what they did. Maybe the fence hasn't been fixed yet, and the dogs are just kind of going back and forth. That could be it. But anyway, so they, you know, they had been doing some work, and they were eating soup. They're like, oh, do you want some soup? Luckily, they weren't playing Fox News, because I always get kind of, I don't know, I always get kind of riled. I don't say anything to them, but it really bothers me when I walk in and they're playing Fox News, because I just, my blood starts to boil just a little bit, you know, under the surface. But I will not talk about political things with my parents, though, because it just hurts me to the very core that we are so different in our opinions. And I know I've talked about this a million times, but it just hurts me to the core of my being that we're so far off from each other. And some of the opinions they have, I'm like, that to me, that's not even a Christian sort of opinion that you can have. And it just really makes me feel like I don't even know you. But anyway, so I just try to avoid that and keep my head down in the sand. So I don't know what they're talking about, or I don't want to know what their opinions are any more than I already do. So I don't have to think about it. And, you know, and that's that. I got into a little bit of a hole last night because Mark and I was going to mention this actually. So there's a new show on HGTV and it's trying to replace Fixer Upper. I don't know if any of my listeners used to watch Fixer Upper. Mark and I love Fixer Upper. Like, we are big Chip and JoJo fans. I don't know if they hate homosexuals. I don't know if they hate gay people, because I know there was an article one time about how they're big churchgoers and, you know, whatever. But so, please don't anybody write in and like hurt my opinion of Chip and JoJo, because I just really like them and I feel like I want to be their friend. But anyway, I really liked Fixer Upper. Mark and I both really loved Fixer Upper. And, you know, it went off the air. And we were watching this show last night that my stepdad told me about that just started. Well, I think they must have had a pilot a year or two ago, but they didn't actually order, HGTV didn't order a full season until this year. And it's called Fixer to Fabulous, I think is what it's called. And it is straight up trying to be Fixer Upper. But the cool thing, and it doesn't do a great job, so if you like Fixer Upper and you're like, oh, maybe I'm going to really like Fixer to Fabulous, well, you may like it, but they don't pull off Fixer Upper. So if you like Fixer Upper, don't go in thinking, oh, maybe this will replace Fixer Upper, because it won't. But it is based in Bentonville, Arkansas, which is where I work. So there's an HGTV show that is all set in Bentonville, Rogers, like the surrounding area. So if you want to see where I live, at the very least, or the area where I live and work and play and all that, you should watch an episode or two of Fixer to Fabulous on HGTV, and you can see what Bentonville, Arkansas, Rogers, Arkansas, Lowell, Arkansas, like what the surrounding area looks like. And even if you don't like the hosts of the show, you can get an idea of like where I live, like what it's like. It's actually a very nice area. I mean, it's pretty. We have a lot of trees. We have mountains. We have hills. We have a lot of water, rivers and lakes and stuff like that. And anyway, so some of you may be interested just to take a peek at that show. But I got in a little bit of a hole because then I started thinking about how much I missed Fixer Upper. And Mark and I are going to go. The Fixer Upper folks have a store, a restaurant, and a bakery all in Waco, Texas, where they're based. And we're going to try, when we're driving back from Austin, to have a meal at their restaurant. So I got in a little bit of a hole last night, and I was like, because at some point I thought, I think Chip and JoJo are going to come back to TV at some point. But I felt like I'd heard they're going to start a completely new network. So I read that they've partnered with HGTV, and Chip and JoJo are going to be creative directors or something of this brand new channel called the Magnolia Channel, and it's going to take the place of DIY Channel. But it's going to happen in October of 2020. Anyway, I got to go. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.